nothing like a cold beer.
John Griffin here, your professor at AskTheBeerGuy.com, with another quick beer update. Here are four reasons chick beer isn't for chicks. One of the things that I often find in my classes is that certain beers have different audiences. Okay, I'm going to say it. Some beers seem to be enjoyed by the women in the class more than the men. It also works the other way around. But I'm going to give you right now four reasons that chick beer isn't just for chicks, so that's a lesson for you guys, as in dudes. Number one, good beer is good beer. One of the things that bugs me is the beer snobs, well, you know who you are, telling me that beer is crap just because it doesn't follow their idea of good beer. The reality is that there are many good beers that I don't particularly like. I can still admire them for their craft, even if I don't drink them often. I can appreciate them for what they are. Don't be a beer snob. Number two, not all chick beer is sweet. Another funny thing I find, especially among the single dudes in class, is that they think all chicks like sweet beer. They are amazed that some of the chicks actually don't like sweet beers and love to down the funky Belgians or hop water American IPAs. You see, boys, one day you'll learn that not all women are the same. Note I didn't say I understood them, not even after 14 years of marriage, but that's a different matter. Some chicks are even bigger beer nerds than you, and you better not go on a date and assume they are going to buy the latest fruit beer. Number three, you don't have to prove your manhood every time you drink. Let's face it, men love to show off, at least until you get to a certain age, and even then the urge comes and goes. It's called testosterone, and it has no place in the beer world. Yes, I know, all your friends like beer so bitter it would peel paint, and well, you don't have to. Next time tell them, you know what, guys? I really want a beer that tastes good. How about a German Hefeweizen for me? If it's okay for Clint Eastwood to drink Chardonnay, you can drink a chick beer, and who knows, maybe you can find a chick at the same time. Number four, try to pair that creme brulee with your 100 IBU Monster IPA. I'm the first to admit there isn't much you can't pair beer with. That said, some beer pairings are terrible, like the 100 IBU IPA and creme brulee. Or how about a dark and strong stout with a fine steamed fish? What would I pair with creme brulee? Oh, probably a chick beer like fruit beer or maybe a less bitter pale ale. Opposites sometimes make great pairs, but if your mouth is so dried out from the bitterness, all the sugar in the world won't help. So let your friends make fun of you while you enjoy a chick beer that goes perfectly well with your meal. Here's some examples of chick beer that I've gleaned from my classes. The number one chick beer in class is usually Frambois. You probably could guess that. But number two, followed closely, is Murphy's Double Chocolate Stout, which, to me, I love cooking with and drinking. Another perennial favorite would be a German Hefeweizen, especially the ones that are more fruit-forward, bubblegum and banana, as opposed to the phenolic clove or smoke flavors. Big Belgian ales also tend to be enjoyed, especially the dark doubles and fruity triples. So guys, it's time to forget about your manhood and drink some chick beer once in a while. Learn more about beer at AskTheBeerGuy.com, and don't forget to subscribe to our news feed and podcast.